Yo, what's up? This week, Cali Clásico coming up. Burlingame Dragons haven't conceded a goal all season, and much more. You guys have no idea how proud I am of that intro. I did that all by myself. I have no idea what the hell I was doing. And we may or may not get a letter from a lawyer for it. But, hey, that took me so long to do that. It was hours of fucking work for 33 seconds worth of thing. But anyway, this week, we're still... Since the last time I did an episode, it was after the Houston game, which, again, it was a great game, but when you play the worst team in the division or the conference, you expect that kind of result, and it was a good result, but so it was a good little pick me up for this game coming up, against. The Galaxy, the hated team from the South, May 22nd. What is this on a Sunday? A Sunday 4:30. I love those games. 4:30 games on a Sunday. They're my favorite. That's a great time. I know if you work on Monday, that's kind of not very ideal, but I love them. I love Sunday afternoon games, and so we have a Sunday afternoon game coming up. Against the Galaxy, who's again, anybody from, and I read a thing on ESPN. Was it? I think it was ESPN. There's no more. There's no more bad guys in the rivalry, and I get it. The Galaxy Earthquakes rivalry is kind of. You know, in the last couple of years, it's not what it's there. And it's weird because finally we have a stadium. I don't know. Buckshaw, fuck. I've said it before. If anyone has ever read any of the articles I've written, again, Last Word on Sports, shout out to Last Word on Sports. That's they're the reason why I'm doing this here now. Is I need to talk about soccer, man. I love soccer and I love the Earthquakes, and but yeah, but Buckshaw, it was this interesting thing. It was only, you know, it was small, 10,000 people. It was the university. It was weird. It never felt like a professional stadium, but the atmosphere was unparalleled. I don't know. It's almost an oxymoron, but. But that was awesome. But it seems ever since the Quakes moved to Avaya, that rivalry's not there anymore. It's not that game always at Stanford. I love that game at Stanford. That rivalry still. I mean, that's 50,000. That's crazy. All these people around the country to say, oh, we got this many fans. Man, this is 50,000 people every year. At Stanford Stadium, people in Santa Clara have no idea what's going on. You go to all the shopping centers, they're all vegan. And, California, all we sell is, water and avocado seeds. Well, I guess they're avocado pits. But anyway, it's a great rivalry. I love it. I mean, being from Northern California, I guess Central California, some people would say, but I don't know. I'm Northern California all the way. It's just what it is. It's just what we're born with, that Bay Area, LA sports rivalry especially, and these games are always fun. These games are always fun. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be the Quakes could be in last place, not scored a goal the whole season, or the Galaxy could be in the same position or opposite. And when this game goes down, it doesn't matter. I don't know. It just doesn't matter. These two teams, when they go at it, it's just even. It's just even all across the board. It really is. What can you say? Again, recently, 49ers, Seahawks, Raiders, Raiders, Broncos, Raiders, Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, whoever with the Raiders. But yeah, and then, you know, Giants, Dodgers, that kind of thing. It's that good. It's that good. The games are that fun, and the players know it. The players get it. So I'm excited for it. It's the game's in, again, on the 22nd. With the teams are playing. The teams are playing well. The teams are playing well. The Galaxy are fourth in the Western Conference, followed right behind them, right behind by the Quakes, of course. I was looking at the rankings, which is interesting. For Sports Illustrated, I don't know who's doing the Sports Illustrated rankings, but props to you, man. I like you. I don't know who you are or what the criteria is, but Sports Illustrated has the Earthquakes as number 3 in the league, which I follow the Quakes. This is the Quakes podcast, but 3rd in the league, I don't know. I don't know. Even I'm going to question that one. But anyway, I'll take it. Sports Illustrated, thanks for that. MLS Soccer has the San Jose Earthquakes as 10th in the league. Right in the middle. I don't know. I think they're a little bit higher. I guess you get the average, 6th or 7th? You know, that's where I think they are. The playoffs, it's kind of early to tell. And Colorado, I don't know, that's the wild card this year. Colorado come out the gates. A lot of teams are people. All-star break. I don't know what it is about American sports teams, but you got to wait till the all-star break. And we'll see. You know, the second half of the season is big. A lot of people jump out to big leads and then just can't hold it. We'll see. Colorado Rapids have really, from the bottom to the top. But anyway, thanks Sports Illustrated for the preferential rankings there. Third place, we'll take it. But another thing going for injuries, man. Injuries. The Quakes have dealt with, it seems like, for the last couple of years. I guess if you follow a team week after week, injuries are going to seem more evident. Like, oh man, they get injured all the time. But it seems like the Quakes, a lot of crucial players have missed a lot of time recently. Especially, Innocent. How many games have we seen Innocent play? He's out right now with an ankle injury, and he hasn't practiced this week, according Elliot Almond. From I think the Mercury. I don't know. It was on the internet, and I read it. But Elliot Almond reported that he wasn't practicing this week, and that, so we can assume, you know, he's out for at least the next week. And that's concerning. Somebody taking up that much money in a DP spot, you don't want him sitting around. And we saw what he could do. That game against Seattle, I think he got everybody excited. That game last year against Seattle, where he had two goals, but he looked spectacular. He looked every bit worth the money he was spent and. And the position that he was allocated in, but the injuries, and they keep stacking up. I mean, you got Pelosi, Cato, Goodson, In pit rally. It's, oh man. Do I say the Spanish pronunciation or the English? That's always the battle. But anyway, these injuries just keep piling up. So far this season, it actually hasn't affected it, but it's concerning coming up with the international spots and those games coming up, and people, and you know, the roster is going to be shorter than it is now, and I don't know that I don't want to be all like, I'm always concerned of the chicken little people that are like, oh man, we're on thin ice as it is, and we're about to lose several players to international duty. But so is everybody else. And this is, I don't know, some of our young players have been here a couple of years, and, well, we're going to have to rely on them. Holy shit. All right, yeah. But anyway, well, I trust them. Speaking of trusting young players, I don't know if anybody follows the Burlingame Dragons. That's the San Jose Earthquakes. Would you consider the fourth division if you were to rank it? I know the rankings are always, especially to anybody, people feel safer with 1, 2, 3, 4 and all that. But the Burlingame Dragons are a part of the PDL, which is the Professional Development League, which is the highest amateur league in the country. Some of the players are, I believe some of the players are paid, but most of them are amateurs, you know, college players, or just, you know, really good, local players that, but they are essentially a feeder squad of the San Jose Earthquakes. It's fun following them. It's cool to see some of these people. The pyramid, the soccer pyramid is you know, very young in this country, and it's barely developing, but you see some players coming up. I mean, Tommy Thompson at the moment is one player that really stands out, that, you know, for years, you know, you've been seeing him on several squads, and you're like, yeah, you're going to see that dude, you know, you're going to see that guy on the starting 11 at some point, you're going to see him. And then it's happening. And so it's fun being able to go down there and watch these younger players play, and that are possible, that could, you know, in the next couple of years be playing in MLS on the top 11, or even in the top, you know, just on the bench or something. And it's much more affordable, much more affordable. And I don't know, you could get Quakes tickets for $15 a ticket, and you get some great seats. Avaya is a good spot, but you could get, I think, season tickets for the Burlingame Dragons are 50. I think they start at $50 a season. I mean, $50 a season. You know, even if it's $100 a season, that's still, you know, a very good deal to go out and take your family and watch some good, very high level soccer, and some players that very well could be playing, you know, professionally in a couple of years. And the Dragons at the moment, the season barely started. There's two games. The Dragons have played two games, but they've given up 0 goals. Big old goose egg. 0 goals in 2 games, and they've scored 5 goals. They're 2-0. 5 goals for, none against. They're playing in Utah coming up this Saturday. Right when this episode comes out, they should be playing. They should be gearing up. Utah, the BYU Cougars, named after obviously the college team there. If anybody knows, they're the second place team. They're 1-1-1. They've played 3 games. I guess 1-1-1. That's cool. You're nice and even. So it'll be nice. It'll be a good test for the Burlingame Dragons, and we'll see how it comes out. I don't know if the games are on YouTube. I'll try to figure out how you can watch the games. I'm curious. I want to see these games as well. I'm following these players. Speaking of these players, Jameel Cox. I don't know if I believe it's Jameel. I'm saying Jameel. Jameel Cox he scored one goal each in these first 2 games. He was named the Player of the Week. So and the Josh Smith, the goalkeeper, was also named to the PDL Team of the Week. So I mean these Dragons, these future Quakes, these are top level players playing some really, really high level soccer, and you could go see them really, really, I mean, in Burlingame. Again, $50, $100 season tickets, you can be there, watching these guys, and that's the third episode. It's getting a lot easier. I'm learning a lot more. I love this sport, man. I love this team. And MLS is not one of these big expensive leagues. It's not La Liga. It's not the Premier League. It's not Serie A. It's not, Liga MX. But it's very, very, very high level, and it's only getting better. And I can't wait to keep telling these stories, man. It's gonna be fun. Stay tuned, man. Later on.